Congratulations to Taylor Hicks, the new American Idol.
Feeling great.
Has it sunk in yet, Taylor?
I've been on a press tour, we both have, for about 48 hours now. And, yeah, I mean, slowly as things start slowing down, I start realizing it. And it's pretty amazing stuff.
And, Kat, you talk about the bubble that all of you live in during the series. How do you feel now being the runner-up, which is a huge accomplishment?
A huge accomplishment. I feel fantastic. Yesterday was a little weird. I mean, first of all, I only had about 45 minutes of sleep between the finale.
Is that right?
45 minutes of sleep between the finale and when we started our press very early in the morning. And it was weird because my day was over at 2:30 yesterday. I know Taylor's was a little bit longer, but I was like, all right, well, I guess I'll just sleep. It was just weird, you know.
Par for the course.
The bubble has now officially been popped, so... So the world is at our fingertips.
Well, Rennie, how would you now, looking back on the season, assess what these two have accomplished?
I just want to say congratulations to both you guys. I mean, you guys are definitely two of my favorites. And I think, you know, at the beginning of the season, you know, we see all these kids, Ryan. You're out on the road with us, and you really never know. But I must say, we're really happy because he was so different. We'd never seen anything like him. And she, I don't know if she knows this, she was really different for us, too. Reason being, we've never had a great contestant from L.A.
Yeah.
This is where we live. Oh, my God. California, come on.
Yeah,
we were, like, shocked.
You know, it's interesting because you come from different backgrounds, different parts of the U.S. Taylor from a smaller town in Alabama. By the way, Alabama, lots of idols coming out of Bama.
Yeah, it's just...
Go Bice, yeah. Stuttered.
The Ham, man. The Ham is putting it down.
Interesting,
you know. Of course, Sherman Oaks, a part of Los Angeles.
Yep.
Do you think that was a plus or a minus, a pro or a con, being from a big city on American Idol, Kat?
I think it might have definitely played against me a little bit. I mean, I don't want to go into anything negative because I got this far and obviously people were voting for me, but, you know, it's just different coming from, especially, not only, I mean, it'd be different with, like, Chicago or Boston, L.A., you know,
right.
And it's, you know, this is, like, where everybody comes to become famous, and I was born here, so it's just different.
Well, you know what?
You're famous now.
Definitely, that's right. And, you know, listen, it was special for us, though, with saying that. We still, every season, didn't find anybody great from L.A., and you know there's somebody great here. And when you showed up, we couldn't believe it, though. We couldn't believe it. We couldn't.
I know.
Dude, I'm serious.
I know for a fact the judges, when they would see Los Angeles on the audition schedule, they would say, oh, we're not going to find. Everybody's jaded.
Really?
Because we haven't been to New York in years.
You didn't want to go there.
Yeah, well, we hadn't been to New York in a couple years. Yeah. Ryan's hometown, Atlanta, we hadn't been in a couple years. Just because the big city started giving us kind of more of a little bit of a jaded vibe, you know. But it's just amazing to me. That's why, I don't know if you remember me asking you, dude, where you been? Like, what?
Yeah, I remember that.
And what's the answer?
Oh, God.
Where are you hiding?
Where have I been hiding? I've been, like, in the town. So crazy. I just, I've been, you know, auditioning, like, every other
apparently,
we're
having some problems with the microphone with Kat's mic, so
oh.
You can, we'll try and fix that in the break in just a second. Now, Taylor, in that moment that we saw, you are the winner of American Idol. A beat before I announced your name, what was going through your mind?
Don't fall down. Don't let your legs or your knees buckle. And then when you announced it, it was great.
And the moments after when you were performing, was it just too much to take in, sensory overload?
Yes, it's overwhelming. You know, and I wanted to thank the band and all the production staff and everybody behind the scenes that really makes this phenomenon work.